All right, welcome everyone. While the last people join the room, let me ask a few questions to get an idea of the audience that we have here. So, quick show of hands, who of you knows AGL, Automotive Grade Linux? That's quite a lot, awesome. Another question, who of you knows Kuxer? Oh. Okay, let us change that, because that we have fewer hands than for the AGL, but I think that's a good thing. Last and final question, who's here still from the beer talk, like brewing beer? Okay, I'm glad. We actually came also for these talks. So as you can already see in the introduction slide, we will talk about vehicle abstraction. So we talk about automotive grade Linux, and we talk about Kuxer. So before that, maybe a bit of context, who am I? So I'm not the super automotive developer doing CAN and AutoSol for the last 20 years of my career, also due to age. But I started with really coming from the cloud, being used to Kubernetes, working on different projects in GitHub. And I thought, how can we actually make application development for vehicles more fun and efficient? And one really large essential piece here is one challenge, because there are no real standardized signals. You can develop an app for one car, and it won't run on another vehicle, even maybe from the same vendor. So what we often see in the industry is this kind of high end-to-end complexity. So every application is developed for every specific model, every specific car, and we have a huge pain point for that, because you cannot port your applications there. You cannot scale, so if a developer is developing an app for one brand, it won't work on the other brand, and also maintenance is just a nightmare, because you just build it for one car and then you completely forget it. So as always in computer science, one solution to that is abstraction. So that's why we also took a lot of effort in the topic of vehicle abstraction here. So how can we make a world like this happen? So where we have tons of applications that develop against the same API, against the same data model, and that work just on different cars, while at the same car, at the same time, I'm talking a bit too much about cars, we run it on different models, different brands, and so on. So basically, how do we get to the world where we write it once and run it everywhere, and to also attract third-party developers, because this is how you grow the ecosystem and also make it more attractive to develop there and realize synergies. So for this abstraction, I would say we basically need two things. One is the data model to operate on, and the other thing is the APIs to interact with that data model. Coming to the first thing, I hope, here we go. When it comes to the data model, or you might also call it taxonomy, we decided for the Covisa vehicle signal specification. So it's done at an organization called Covisa, formerly known as Genevieve. Maybe that rings a bell for some. And what it basically does, it creates a tree structure for all kinds of data that might be available in a vehicle. So for instance, to get the tire pressure, you follow the branch of vehicle, chassis, axle, road one, wheel, tire, and then you get to the pressure signal. The same way you have sensor values in here, you can also have actuator values. So for instance, when we have a seat position, we could just change this value of the seat position, and eventually that seat in the car would move to that position. That's the idea of this whole data model. If you want to play a bit with that, there's also a really cool website called Digital Auto that makes a nice visualization of that and also shows some example applications how you interact with VSS. Okay, now we go to the first piece. How about the second? And this is where Kuxer, or more specific, Kuxer VAL comes into play. So VAL, in this case, vehicle abstraction layer, so we talk about abstraction. So the idea is to have Kuxer running in the vehicle computer, so some kind of computer which might run Unix or something similar to that, and we also assume this is a place where we decouple the heart from the software in a vehicle. So the underlying assumption is something you can see on the left. So we have a lot of deeply embedded layers, CAN, AUTOSAR, LIN, SUMIP, whatever you like or maybe don't like, which is maybe really proprietary in some cases, and also the signals and the bits are really specific to the car. So then people would write something that we call provider or also feeder, to translate between these really specific systems and embedded systems towards VSS using the Kuxer API. This is where the API is coming from, because we use here Kuxer. If you like it more on the abstraction side, we also can say, like in the deeply embedded layers, we mostly have data, like really 1001, all the bits, and we kind of need to interpret those. So we translate it to VSS, get some information out of that, and then, by combining this information in different applications, we actually create knowledge. Yep. And here, Kuxer is I think, nice building piece for that. So what is Qux in general? So since we're here in the open source conference, obviously it is open source, fully licensed under the Apache 2.0 license. And it, as I just mentioned in the previous slide, it's some kind of digital twin based on VSS. So it shows the current and the target value of your vehicle. I don't want to go into the definition of digital twins, but I guess you kind of get what, where I'm getting at here. And so you only have the current value, which is quite nice, but you also have the target value. So coming back to our seed example, when you would change the value, the current value as an application from a seed, this doesn't mean that the seed is actually where I wanted to have. So actually, we'll set the target value, and then it's up to the deeply embedded layers, so the actual vehicle, to move the position of the seed over time. So that's why you can change both values, and hopefully at some point the current value will be the target value, because that's the whole idea. Yeah, so much about the concept. Let's get to the code, or maybe, I won't show code here, but what it is actually written in. So we wrote this in Rust. If you steadily compile it, it's less than 4 megabytes. Large or small, depending on which world you're coming from, I guess. Like either the cloud world and it's small, from the automotive world, it's maybe large, up to you. And it's quite language agnostic because like interaction with it, because we have a gRPC interface with some basic functions like get, set, and subscribe, and also a number of client libraries using this. And with that, this is actually the basic of Qux. And I have to be honest with you, if you've been in this dev room last year, you would say, where's the news? Because this has been shown there as well. So let's get to the news. So what has happened in the previous year? First and foremost, it was used in AGL. So Scott will talk a lot about that in the next minutes. But we also have some other news. For instance, we now have a Qux Android SDK. We have a mock service. And we also did some work with Leda from our side. So the Qux Android SDK, I mean, it's kind of straightforward. Because in the end, it's an SDK that is now available in Maven Central, and you can interact with the data broker from an Android application. So be it Android Automotive, or maybe your own app on your smartphone. So assuming you have some kind of Qux abstraction in your vehicle, you can use a companion app, for instance, which we about to release to the F-Droid store. Now that would be the moment for the releases there. We did the pull request beginning of the week, but we still wait for F-Droid to actually show this app in their repository. So stay with me till Monday, then it might be there, hopefully. Another thing is a mock service, because the guys in the previous presentation, they had their robot here. We cannot always have a car in our lab to test the application, but we kind of depend on the behavior of the vehicle. So we need a way to mock this. So the community came up with a behavior definition. For instance, whenever the signal of a seed is change to a certain value, like 1,000, then the target value, the current value, should also change to that value. And this is what you can basically mock or emulate with the mock service. To show you just an example, here we have just the example I mentioned. So whenever the driver side position changes, then we create an animation to move to that position or to move the current value to that position, which makes it quite easy and flexible to test whatever you desire with your car. And last but not least, and this is just a sneak preview into the lab. So Qux is part of a larger community in the Eclipse Foundation. There's an Eclipse Software Defined Working Group, or short Eclipse SDV. And there's another distribution called Eclipse Leda, which tries to combine some of the major pieces of the ecosystem there. And this is called Leda. And what we managed to do is actually run the Leda Yocto layer on top of an AGL, so that you actually get these pieces, like especially Qux, but also some other projects like Kanto, to run on the AGL stack. And I think this is a really good opportunity to learn a bit more about AGL here.
Oh, okay. I'll take over then. All right. Thank you, Sven-Erik. So I have done a lot of stuff around AGL, so people might recognize me. I'm Scott Murray. I've done Linux for a long time and embedded Linux for a reasonably long time as well. I've been working on AGL on contract for, you know, pretty much 8 years at this point, and doing all kinds of different things for the project around, you know, keeping the Yocto stuff up to date, and also doing a lot of the demo and integration type of things. So, you know, there was maybe almost half of people indicating they knew what AGL was, but I'll do a very quick run through. So it's a collaborative open source project.
basically trying to build a, you know, a base platform that, you know, you can build an automotive product on. So it's about 10 years old. We have a vast array of members now, a lot of the major OEMs and tier one and tier two suppliers. It's pretty much a code first sort of thing where we, you know, we are more focused on let's build the distro and get it out there for people to try and involve. A lot of work went into that. You might have seen AGL demos for, you know, several years doing that type of stuff. But our members were basically saying, you know, in 2020 that they weren't interested in maintaining that because they weren't going to use it in product. They all have their own application frameworks, or they buy an application framework, and they like to see AGL focus on more lower level, you know, show us how to use open source more than writing new stuff. So we started out, our tech demos or integration demos are more like tech, you know, taking best of breed open source projects and showing people in automotive, here's how you use these things. And so this really worked out well because, you know, we weren't gonna, we needed something to show here's how you will do vehicle signaling. And, you know, VSS and Cooks of Al basically were starting to come out around the same time that we needed a new thing. I had started playing with Cooks of Al in 2021. Our first release basically was our spring release in 2022, and it replaced our old Signal Composer and our CAN service with basically the original Cooks of Al server. And so since then, basically since spring 2022, we have recipes in our layers for AGL to build the Cooks of Al server, now the data broker. And as well, we actually have some signal customization stuff to sort of acts as an example of here's how you add some custom signals. And we use their CAN feeder to basically sort of wire up and show here's how you put all these pieces together. We have our own sort of like mocked up AGL virtual car CAN definitions. And so that sort of acts as an example for people to use. So that was, you know, spring 2022, like I said, and the, you know, I won't go into all the nitty gritty there, but originally we were using the original WebSocket API, which is a standards thing with, you know, sort of companion to VSS. We actually had CAN working in our demos. And so throughout 2022 and into 2023, we were sort of keeping up with the Cooks of Al releases. I started, you know, some nominal updates around switching how we were doing our signal additions and stuff. And then this past summer, our Pike release, basically I started the process of switching over to the data broker, which is the Rust-based implementation. And so that actually got interesting because we're based on Yocto Kirkstone, which is the LTS release, which at this point is 2 years old. And it has older Rust, so we couldn't actually build the data broker. And so that was the thing where basically AGL, we contributed upstream. I have a layer that you can get for the Yocto Kirkstone, like Mixin, basically gives you newer Rust to be able to build the data broker, which other people I now know are using for building other Rust projects. So that, you know, we're now starting to look at the data broker. This upcoming release, basically we're now using the absolutely latest version of Kuxa. And that now I fully have us all switched over. Everything's data broker using gRPC. All our demos are converted. And that basically acts as a thing. We're trying to seed this with the automotive community because, you know, we see a lot of vendor, you know, OEM code that people open source is all like custom IPC and stuff like that. And it's like, well, no, there are open source projects that are heavily used that do, you know, gRPC and, you know, interact with cloud providers and stuff. You don't have to reinvent the wheel. So Cooks of Al has been a very good thing for us to sort of try and get that to people. So how exactly are we using an AGL? So there's, you know, VSS applications. Sven-Erik mentioned the like concept of, you know, there's actuators. So there's, you know, apps that basically just listen to sensors. So like dashboards type of, you know, things like that. And then for acting on signals, so basically implement an actuator behavior, we have some example services that do that kind of thing. It's like HVAC sort of stuff. There's also setting an actuator value. So that would be like on a user-facing infotainment app would be like HVAC controls or, you know, audio or volume, that type of stuff. So in our tree right now, we have two demo services that basically do that actuator side of things. So we have an HVAC service that basically listens to all the like signals in the VSS hierarchy around HVAC controls. And then in our demo setup, which unfortunately we won't have the full setup here, actually pushes out to drive some fans and things like that. In the audio side, basically I'm listening into the audio like volume signal that's in VSS, and we have some custom things that I'm working to push upstream. But basically I actually drive that down into Wire Plumber and actually like adjust the audio setup. On the user-facing side, our demo applications, the QT demo, which I think we might be showing tomorrow, basically we're using VSS signals for like everything pretty much. So all the applications in that demo, which are in our source tree, you can grab them, basically are all wired up to do VSS signaling. And the code is sort of in a nice little library now and basically allow you to reuse it. On our newer Flutter demo, which I'm not sure if we'll actually, maybe, I think we'll have one set up, but I'll have that tomorrow. Basically, it has a unified sort of home screen. It's doing gRPC from Dart. And right now, I don't have that sort of library sort of packaged up yet, but that might happen this year. Or we might move it to native code. Toyota, who are big into Flutter, they tell us that's they do that for some of their stuff. So we're pretty much, this is what our newer Flutter demo looks like. And so in this demo, like the tire pressure, all the vehicle speeds and stuff like that, and all the the AC controls and the temperature, all that is going through VSS signaling out to driving, daemons or whatever you want to do, or CAN data coming in actually gets converted back into a signal update. So there's some extra presentations from Sven, Eric, myself, and we're going to be in the AW building tomorrow. Where open embedded were today. We're to have that table tomorrow. We'll have our demos. You want to do your pitch?
Sure. So if this sounds interesting, or even if it doesn't sound interesting, there's a huge chance to engage with the community around Kuxa and the larger community in the automotive sector. So we have something called Bosch Connected Experience. It's hosted by Bosch, but it's basically a very large hackathon in Berlin in the end of February. So bit short notice, but I would be really glad to see some of you there. We have the chance to work with a lot of things, like maybe actual seats, maybe actual cars, hopefully. And also we plan to have some metaverse simulation of a car, which is then connected to a data broker. So I think it will also be cool what you can do with combining this physical and also this cyber-physical world, if you will. So I really encourage you to do that. If you want to come there, you normally have to apply. But if you just approach me, I think we'll find a quick way to get you in, because being new in this room, I think qualifies as a good hacker for that. So with that, maybe see you there or on another community meeting. So thanks a lot for sticking with that, and we're open for questions.
Yeah, I think we have a couple of minutes. Yeah, we'll have to share.
Thank you. Great talk. Just wanted to understand a little bit about your testing cycle. So if you're developing something with this and then you test it in a virtual environment and then you want to test it on a real car, like what do you do in practice when you're developing stuff?
Do you have an answer to that? I can sort of handle an answer.
So I wouldn't have a straight answer, because here we talk more about implementing that abstraction layer and mostly testing it against things like this mock service or with something like a feeder where we have recorded data. But I think the topic that you're touching on is more like a really general topic on how do I actually get my automotive software up and running and into the vehicle. So that's a bit beyond the scope of what just the Kuxa project is doing, so not too much I can comment on here, but I think it's a good topic for the communities, either AGL or also Eclipse STB, because we have some rounds and meetings where we exactly talk about that.
Yeah, I would just say that it's still actually pretty early days for VSS. I mean, I know there's a bunch of OEMs and tier ones that are actively working to productize, so I don't think we have visibility yet into how they're actually going about and testing. So I think hopefully in the next year or two we'll see more and we'll maybe get some ideas there.
Any more questions? Maybe in two or three words, can you share a little bit about the data broker? Is it something that looked like Debus? Is it something that looked like MQTT broker? Something else? What it looks like exactly? Is it something that we can reuse elsewhere? Or is it specific to Kuxa?
I would say the data broker is really specific to VSS data. So it's not like you can put any data in there. So the way it works is you start the data broker, and you also give it this the VSS data model that you have. So the VSS data model is expressed in a JSON or in a YAML file. Then you put this JSON or YAML file into the data broker, and then you can basically do get, set, and subscribe. That's why I put up the slide again on this kind of data, which is expressed in the data model, and then the data broker implicitly knows about that. When you talk about MQTT, there's also, I have to admit, other APIs to interact with VSS. For instance, WIS done in W3C, and they also looked a bit into how to do that over MQTT. But again, here, the data broker is especially tailored to interact with the VSS signals. That's why I cannot generalize it too much.
Yeah, basically, when I go home, I have a project that our vehicle to cloud expert group in AGL wants to see basically pushing from VSS up into the cloud. So I'm going to be building like a sort of proxy that will basically take, you know, a list of signals to listen to from the VSS data broker, or the Kuxa data broker, and then basically MQTT them up somewhere. So then talk to us at Embedded World. I'll have a story for you then.
And maybe one final thing to add to that. There's one slide, I actually removed it from the slide deck, but there has been a huge discussion in the VSS community whether VSS is actually a fit in the vehicle, or whether you should use VSS more on the cloud backend so that you put all the data from the car in whatever format up to the cloud and then consume it in VSS there. And the data broker is kind of like an answer to, yeah, it's also possible to do it in the car in addition to the cloud. So that's kind of the background story as well.
Okay, so I think that's all we have time for the moment. So thank you very much, Sven, Erik, and Scott. And round of applause.